Here's a thought I'll title, The Competition for Attention. When I was in my 20s, I worked for a couple of years for a stereo retailer in Portland, Oregon, and this store was the dominant hi-fi, high-end audio retailer in the region. And as is probably not too surprising, in that time, in the late 1970s, there was a lot of competition for hi-fi gear, turntables, stereos, amplifier speakers, etc. And a new competitor moved in down the street from one of our stores, and the staff, myself included, sort of had a panic about this new competition that moved in. And at the next staff meeting, we were all expressing our concern about how we were going to deal with this retail competition, and the owner of our store just laughed. And he said, "You guys don't get it. That stereo store down the street is not our competition. Yeah, they sell stereos, the same stereos we sell. But our real competition are the people who sell surfboards and motorcycles and winter skiing equipment." He said, "Those people are our competition because every dollar that those customers spend on ski equipment or motorcycles or whatever is a dollar they are not spending on stereo gear. So our challenge," he continued, "was not to compete with the stereo store down the street, but really to convince our customers through our advertising and through value selling that what they needed was a new stereo, not a new set of skis or some other tempting equipment." He was right. And I've carried that lesson with me my entire life. And here's an example. Consider the next hour of leisure that will crop up in your life. What will you do with that 60 minutes? Will you watch TV? Will you read a book? Will you listen to some music? Will you go shopping? Or maybe spend time with your friends and family? Or will you dedicate those 60 minutes to looking at art, specifically photographic art? See, I think we are deep in the age of media, and I think when historians look back at our era, that's how they'll identify it. It's the age of media, and the competition for eyeballs is really what it's all about, at least from a commercial point of view. I know some of you are probably involved in commerce with your artwork, but the vast majority of you probably aren't. You do it because it's fun, but you also do it because you'd like people to see your work. There's a social component of it, and that shows up in not only social media, but even simple things like competing for an exhibition in a local gallery, or even what goes up on the walls in your home. There is a competition for attention. And the way I often think about this, and I've used this analogy before, so if you've heard this, excuse me, but imagine someone on their lunch hour walking down the street heading towards a restaurant where they want to grab a sandwich. And they happen to walk past an art gallery, and they look in the window, and they see a print there, and the gallery is essentially inviting them in to see the photographs. And suddenly, there's a competition between the need to go eat a sandwich for lunch, and in this office worker, do I take instead my hour lunch and go look at this photography? How am I going to spend that lunch hour? And there's a pay value for getting a sandwich, and there needs to be a pay value for seeing the artwork. And we are truly in a competition for that individual's attention during his or her lunch hour. Which leads us to the question, what is it that we put into our artwork that makes it valuable for people? We have all kinds of value in creating artwork for ourselves because we have the benefit of the process and the fun and the adventure and the gear that's always fun to play around with, etc. But what about the viewer? What is there of value in our artwork that makes the competition for his or her attention swing in our direction? It's worth thinking about because the competition does exist. Whether we want to participate in the competition or not, whether we post our work on Instagram or our website or a PDF or publish a book or have an exhibition or post it on our website, All of those are, in essence, a competition for attention from viewers, which, in my way of thinking anyway, points us directly back at the core of photographic artwork, which is content, content, content. And what will people see in our photographs that will be of value to them? Which is a difficult thing for us to know and build into our artwork because we may not know what's going to be of value to them. But philosophically, anyway, there's no way to avoid the idea that deep in this age of media, we are in a competition with all other kinds of activities and people and media and etc. for the attention of our viewers.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.